If you've got a business, well, what do you do when the bank says no and you know your idea is a real comer? If your business concerns Hawaii food sustainability, there are two people possibly ready to buy into your dream, literally, with over $1 million in microloans. It's not free money, but it could free you for greater success. Denise Albano is half of the duo who created Food for Thought, and she has a little for us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Chris.
Looking at how you decided to do this, do you kind of look in the rearview mirror and think, wow, why?
Every day. You know, both Patty and I started our careers in the nonprofit world, really doing grant making. And we realized at some point that that was just not a sustainable model. And the second thing that drew us to microfinance was that we realized people don't always need grants. What they need is an opportunity, resource, capital, to really start and live their dreams. And we thought, there's got to be a better way for this. And we did some research and saw the amazing impact that microfinance was having internationally, which is where we started our work. But being both of us being back from Hawaii, really wanted to bring the program home to where our hearts were.
Is there a different psychology in giving a grant as opposed to giving a microloan?
You know, there really is a huge difference in that when we do the loan making, people who know us from previous careers said, why are you doing loans and not grants? And we go back to some of the stories and some of the people who have actually taken loans from us. And the amount of pride and satisfaction and the fact that they are living their passion and being successful cannot be described in words. They were able to take a dream, make it happen, have some capital, pay it back because they knew that in paying back this loan, someone else would then get money also for their turn.
It's that payback factor.
Absolutely. For us, it means that people who are able to, who don't have, are able to have and become successful, pass that on to others who may not have and then be successful in return.
When you look at a business that you might finance, what do you look specifically at, besides the fact that you're asking for it to be, at least in Hawaii, in the area of food sustainability, but what means something to you that makes somebody a candidate better or not so good?
We looked at this for a while before we actually laid out the loan program. And for us, we didn't want to go with the traditional criteria that banks use because we learned internationally, and we're seeing it now in Hawaii, that there are people who would never meet that criteria who are tremendously successful anyway. And for us, that meant looking at someone's passion about what they were doing. Did they truly believe? Did they love what they were doing? Was it going to be something that was good not only for themselves, but for their family and for the community that they lived in? And then we built around that the support, because we know that a loan is just a loan. You need technical support. You need to be hooked into distribution. You need to be hooked into a network. And we built that into our loans. So we offer that in addition to the capital.
So it's not just the social consciousness part of it, which is different from the way a bank would look at this, but also how you can mentor them or lead them into a network where they have the greater chance of success.
Absolutely. So, and therefore, we make loans to not just individuals, but to organizations or small businesses, because we have farmers who have taken loans. We have people who are involved in distribution who have taken loans, and we can connect the two and say, you know, we all need each other in this, and we can ensure that we'll all be successful.
In a way, this is a model of interdependence, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's what people used to call the co-op model in a way where, and we learned this from doing international work, where people who live in the villages are so small that I need you to be successful because I'm going to sell to you. So you need to be successful also to help me distribute. And we learned that we can do this in Hawaii, which is a very small state when it's all is said and done.
That business model, though, is very different, as you mentioned, from the traditional one that most of us learn in business
sure.
schools or growing up in business families.
Sure.
But is this model now changing the way the world of finance, at least at this level, is looking at being able to perpetuate greater success for businesses who are worthy?
I believe so, because we're talking about small business again, which is really the backbone of economies. We need big businesses to support that, but in the small business world, we're all in this together, and no one can survive if you aren't also looking at the next level down the stream. and it's in that distribution chain. Again, when we make our loans, it's so wonderful that the local food system is such a big movement now. So we joined a movement rather than creating one, and we've been embraced. And one of the nice things is now we have this $1 million in capital to really loan out to people who will not or may not qualify at the bank.
You sort of have a sustainability within a sustainability model that you're using, but yet it seemed as if, Denise, that people were not very quick on the uptake to, A, believe this is happening and they could possibly be involved with it, and not really talking to you until very, very recently.
Yes, part of that was getting the word out that it was available. And I find that one of the stumbling blocks that we step into is that people have wonderful dreams and they have wonderful plans about a successful business. But you still need a business plan and some idea of how you're going to show that you're going to make money for yourselves and also to pay back the loan. But because we've run into this and seen this, we've partnered with organizations that can provide that technical support about your business plan, about your financial planning, and we'll also do it ourselves. Again, we recognize that when that's there, when all the tools are there, in addition to the loan, that's what makes someone very successful.
So who's gotten a loan lately? And you don't have to give his name,
sure.
But have you been able to grant some of those loans?
We have. We have some big projects. We have some individual farmers who've come to us and said, I need a loan. I want to expand. We've had big projects. I'll name one, which is Kako'o Ivi on the North Shore. In Kaneohe, which is a big project where they're not only doing food production, they're also doing taro production and educational programs for the community.
And what's the average loan amount?
The average loan amount right now is about $20,000. But because of this grant, we are now looking at loans from as small as $5,000 to as large as $100,000. And that's the average range. We can go lower, we can go higher, depending on what the business is.
Well, you'll have to keep us informed about who's taking you up on the offer, because it's not very often that you get to hear that there's actually this kind of a loan offer out there. And we wish you all the success.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Denise Albano is half of Food for Thought. She and her business partner, Patty Chang, offer microloans to deserving individuals and programs who can't qualify for a bank loan. There is a catch, though. Remember, the loans have to be for food sustainability. And details are on hbr2.org.